You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nuclear science techniques estimate age of ancient Aboriginal rock art with greater accuracy using wasp nests. With permission from traditional owners in the Kimberley, mud wasp nests from 108 rock art sites were collected and used to determine their age and then the age of the paintings. ANSTO scientist Dr. Vladimir Levchenko was part of the team of researchers that developed this method of dating. He's joining us on NITV Radio. Vladimir, what did you discover in the Kimberley and how old were the paintings there?
Kimberley is an interesting region in Australia. As you know, there are a few regions in Australia very much rich in Aboriginal art, which is Arnhem Land, Kimberley, other places. And Kimberley is known for many different styles, from relatively modern post-contact one to incredibly old styles of animals, and after that they followed by some human motifs and other interesting styles. We focused on dating one particular style, and we discovered that this particular style, the Guion type paintings, they've been in practice between, say, about 13 and 10,000 years in the past.
People were trying to establish the age of these paintings for more than 20 years. Were you actually surprised by this discovery?
Not really. We knew they could be old because they definitely predate quite a few modern styles or relatively recent styles, let's put it this way, like Wangina type or post-contact ones. But, of course, we were hoping for maybe even older. We were interested where the style relates to some climate change at that time or whatever, and that's what the idea of dating. Just try to relate the particular painting styles with the known archaeological behavior of the communities of that time and the climate change.
Mm-hmm. And did you find any specific behavior at that period?
Well, that period, around 13 to 11,000 years, it's known as the end of Pleistocene, the end of Ice Age. And it was characterized by the rapid sea level rise, the more humid climate, and obviously it should displace some communities that were on the seashore, deep inland, and could change the behavior of the people living on the land, of course. That's why we were very much interested to see what that might mean. We possibly would never know ever because of such a long time what actually the artists had in their mind, but we can have some educated guesses on what that might mean and why the style was changing at that time.
Mm-hmm. And what was happening when the communities were moving from the sea inland?
Well, there could be some interaction. It could be like a sign, like, we live here, this is our land, you're welcome, but be aware that this land is sort of already populated, something like that, for instance, could be a reason for this painting. That's why they stopped painting animals and started painting humans, for instance.
Can you please tell us more about the method, how you are using the wasp nests?
The problem with the dating of rock art everywhere around the world, and in Australia especially, is that the ancient artists rarely used the paint which contains carbon to be dated. Only in Europe, in caves, when they use the charcoal, it survives very well. In Australia, paintings mainly done in rock shelters, and they are subject to elements, weathering, everything, and just what's left is ochre, which is hematite, which is iron oxide, and there's no carbon. So to date that, we try to find objects on these walls which can predate the painting or postdate. So the painting actually goes over this object or the object sits over the painting. And mud wasp nests are very good. They are pretty much omnipresent everywhere around Australia, and they, after some period of time, they got mineralized and becoming like a piece of rock and can survive for thousands of years. And that's why we worked on together with the University of Melbourne team, with Damien Finch, who was the PhD student in this group, to develop the method to date this mud wasp nest. Problem is they contain very little carbon to work with. This carbon comes from bushfires, from the soil. We all know that soil is full of black carbon in Australia because of the bushfires, and that's how it can be dated. There are other methods. I've been working on different methods in Arnhem Land, for instance, to use the oxalate crusts. There's some minerals that grow on the surfaces for the same purposes, again. So that's what the main thing of the method. The main achievement was that we here learned to measure very small amount of carbon. Damien helped us to develop the method how to extract this carbon from this mud wasp. That's how one and one came together, and we achieved a good result eventually.
Can this method be used somewhere else in the world, or is it a very Australia-specific method?
Yes and no. Say, in Europe, there's no need to use it. There are other ways. In Africa, yes, it's quite well can be used there, and already some people are considering. But around Australia, it's very much omnipresent in everywhere. Not in Kimberley, you can go in South Australia, you can go to Queensland, always find that. So it could be very useful for the other places as well.
You're working on this project with the Kwini elders and traditional owners of Balangara country to study the aspect of their ancient culture. What was the response from the community?
Very good response, and I really felt privileged working with them. They are incredibly interesting people to work with, and they are very curious in all scientific methods to learn how, what we do and whatever, and obviously to learn about the history of their land. Indeed, there's a two-way movement, not just they learn from us of scientific methods, but we learn of their ways and how they feel and understand that, and without them we would not be able to do anything, because you need to know where to go, where to find this art and everything, and without their knowledge of the land, it's just physically not possible. We can't just survey every rock or every stone around the bush. Kimberley is a huge area.
Says Dr. Vladimir Levchenko. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
That was Dr. Vladimir Levchenko, who was part of the team of researchers who developed a method using wasp nests and nuclear science techniques to determine the age of ancient Aboriginal painting in Kimberley. For NITV Radio, Šárka Pechová.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.